This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The big political story today, of course, is the Iowa caucuses. The big political story of tomorrow comes to us via the political money story of today. The latest campaign fundraising numbers filed on deadline by the campaigns last night. The numbers are about what you'd expect if you've been following things so far. Clinton and Sanders leading on the Democratic side, Rubio and Cruz for the Republicans, Donald Trump mostly using his own cash. About which, cash, that is, this item from Marketplace's Kimberly Adams about how much cash the campaigns have on hand and what that can tell us about what those candidates might be able to do after tonight.
How much cash to keep on hand is a tricky balancing act for campaigns. David Primo is a scholar at the Mercatus Center and a professor at the University of Rochester.
It's a bit like saving for retirement, right? You don't know exactly when you should be spending money. You don't know exactly how much you need to save. There's a lot of uncertainty involved.
Spend too much of your cash on one race, and then you might win, but not have enough to keep going. But spend too little, and Primo gets worried.
My sense is that a candidate doesn't want to hold back on spending if it could lead them to a defeat that's going to change the tide of the campaign.
In other words, if a campaign's cash is getting low, they had better win soon. Robert Boatwright teaches political science at Clark University.
Candidates with the cash and with the expectation that they're going to stick around can use that money to plan ahead.
For example, using the money to ramp up their campaign in the next primary state. But there are quite a few candidates in this field who have very little cash on hand, very low poll numbers, but a whole lot of hope.
I think the numbers give us a snapshot about who's doing well, but it doesn't necessarily give us a snapshot about who is going to do well.
John Hudak is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
And I think the reality come Tuesday morning is going to be pretty clear for at least three or four candidates.
But as any presidential candidate and Tupac Shakur know, reality is wrong. Dreams are for real. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Iowa and Tupac, how about that?